Welcome, welcome, everyone. Great to see you. Great to see you all here. Great to see you. It is a, well, it's certainly a day. It is January 28th, 8:50 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is really great to see you all here. I am Jack, and I am just an Ohioan. And if you're currently listening to me via podcast, you will also note that I am live streaming on TikTok as well. We have a good-sized crowd in here. It is so great to see you all. Before I begin, I want to highlight some really great organized groups that have been doing a lot of the good work that we need to advocate and get on the ground and start getting ready to go for what's coming. Shout out to Ohio Citizen Action, Rank the Vote Ohio, Honesty for Ohio Education, Ohio Voter Rights Coalition, League of Women Voters Ohio, Policy Matters Ohio, Innovation Ohio, Good Works Columbus, Indivisible Central Ohio, Ohioans Against Extremism, and Common Cause Ohio. I think all of those organizations are phenomenal organizations. I highly suggest you check at least one of them out. They are some of the great working groups that are putting in the cause on the front lines. Great stuff. I'm sure that you all know, well, from seeing everything going on in the news, everything that is happening nowadays, it's rough. Like, even just today, we see this pause on federal funding, and it's immediately causing so much harm. It's causing so much havoc to people who are just trying to go about their day-to-day and live the best lives that we can. You want to know how we got in this mess? Well, January 20th was only a few days ago. And in so doing, it's felt like the longest week of my life. When we see the current administration doing everything that they can to ruin the lives of the people living in this country, it's really hard to distance yourself from that and what you see. Like, when we do see the president trying to revoke all of these different rights, trying to imprison innocent human beings, trying to do all in the power to consolidate power behind the executive branch and have people solely devote all of the time and energy to the president and loyalty to the president, that is something that is hugely, hugely disappointing. When we see so many of these executive actions circumvent Congress and work to rapidly shift the government into a far-right extremist organization, it's scary. It is scary to me, it is scary to many people, and that is why we have seen a lot of people organize. We have seen a lot of protests, not just in the United States, but all across the world, which, thank you very much, TikTok. I was so grateful to see all of these different protests happening all across the world, especially and including places all around the country. It is so important that we are aware of what is going on. And if you want to know what's going on, go to whitehouse.gov. I mean, the proof is really in the pudding with everything that has been going on. Lots and lots of executive actions, lots of awful policies coming into being. When the president revoked the lower costs for healthcare and prescription medicine, that's a bad thing. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. That is a completely bad thing. Why would anyone in their right mind want to increase costs for healthcare and prescription medicine for people, especially families? When we look at how expensive insurance costs, how healthcare is, when we see all of these various things, and now cuts to FEMA and all these other organizations that are trying to provide solace to people who are trying to just go about their day, it's absolutely crazy to me. It's really insane to me that we are seeing all of these awful far-right rhetoric trying to go after all of these different constituents when the real fault lies with billionaires in the top 1%. When we see Meta and all of these other billionaires trying to influence our information, our ability to speak with each other, to have authentic communications with each other, to have a wide variety of necessary conversations that we need to have, it's so important that we call a spade and call the bullshit out when we see it. And I try not to swear. I really try not to swear, but it's absolutely crazy to me that this is the timeline we're living in. Like, this is the bad place. I mean, if anyone's watched The Good Place, you know that you know where I'm coming from. It is so important that we see exactly what is happening, the writing on the wall, and what we to figure out what we're going to do about it. You know, that's something I want to make clear. No human being is illegal. No human being born on this earth is illegal. Being an illegal human or alien is just a construct that people use to divide us and separate us from each other. Like when people put people into various different sections, oh, this person's this group, this person's that group, it's absolutely crazy to me that someone says, oh, you are illegal solely because of who you are. Now, don't get me wrong. That is different from going against the lives and rights of other fellow human beings. So if you cause someone harm, that is a crime. You need to be held accountable for that. If you cause any sort of havoc or danger to yourself or others, that is a problem that needs to be addressed. And you'll never hear a disagreement from me on that. With all that being said, just because someone tries to move to this country to build a better life for themselves, like, really? You're going to call that person illegal? Like, that doesn't make sense to me. It really is crazy to me to see that, oh, just because this certain community wants to have a better life for themselves and actually contribute to this society, why the hell are they being demonized when it's the billionaires who are trying to separate and divide us? People at the very top, people at the top 1% want to do everything in their power to divide us and go against each other in defense of themselves and their corporate interests. By the way, Stephanie, thank you so much for the roses. I really appreciate that. If you're listening to the podcast after, well, whenever you are, I'm also live streaming on TikTok. And thank you so much, Stephanie. That really means a lot to me. Thank you so much for being here. This is so critical why we need to build community. This is so critical why that we need to build each other up, to support each other, and to realize it is not us against each other. It is us against the top 1%. It is us against the corporate interests. It is us against the people who wish to divide us. It is up to those of us who want to come together and say, hey, we might not fully agree on everything. We might have differences in certain amounts of the tax policy. We might have different aspects about, you know, this regulation or that, and that's fine. But the structural issues that we are all collectively dealing with, that we are all suffering under high cost of living, high healthcare costs, the whole cost of living in this country, at least, is insane. And when we see the quality of living in Europe, and thankfully from seeing Red Note and, well, whatever happened with the TikTok reset, I've been able to see so much about what's going on the other side of the world from people who live there. And seeing that their quality of living is substantially better than what we see here in this country, like, that is insane. That's crazy to me. Like, people here in this country are working their tails off in $7.25 minimum wage when that, no one can live off that. No one is able to sustain themselves. No one is able to thrive. No one is able to save for their retirement. No one can successfully live off $7.25 an hour. When we see so many people try to do what they can to better this country, and then have some other people decide, oh, okay, this certain people is trying to ruin it for everyone, let's just take care of them. We've heard that rhetoric before. I mean, haven't we? Thank God there are people that listen to history, see what history is going on, and understanding the true reality of what we are facing and dealing with. When I see this administration implementing things that we have seen in a certain place in Europe in the 1930s and 40s, it's absolutely horrific to see. When I look around and seeing all the great work that people have done to organize in Los Angeles, people working to organize in New York, people who are lobbying their elected officials to actively do something, that makes my heart happy because I know that there are people out there who care just as much as me. So many people care, and so many people are frustrated because a lot of people feel like they can't do anything right now. Well, one of the things that we can do is at least talk to each other. we can build community. We can go out into our area and see if there are people who think like us, who feel like us, who want to come together and say, hey, this human condition blows right now. Can't we come together and make it better? Like, I want to see a 4-day work week. I want to see the minimum wage go to $15 an hour at least. I want to have healthcare for everyone. I want Medicare for all for everyone. I want so many things to better the working condition for all of us. Like the 99% of us, really, we shouldn't be squabbling over all of this. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us. It is so great to have you here, and I am so grateful for you. Thank you. Michael J says that he is also in Ohio, and there's what? Are you kidding me? There's a bill for employers denying PTO for any protesting at any level. Like, that's insane. That's absolutely crazy. Wow. Because not to mention in, I think it's like either Mississippi or Missouri, where they're like, oh, if you're an undocumented immigrant, it's going to be a felony for life in prison. And those particular states thrive off of, you know, prison labor. When we see those companies who have supported Donald Trump, their stock, individual stock in the stock market doubled, for them to have so many people then build up their operations and further bring people into detention centers. Absolutely crazy. Michael, thank you so much for confirming. It's Mississippi. Thank you. Oh my gosh. So Michael, that's something I need to look into. So Michael says that it is expected to pass for any protester if we're not to have all their PTO revoked. Like, that's crazy to me. We have a freedom in this country. We have the First Amendment. That's freedom of speech, freedom to protest, freedom of assembly, freedom of religion, freedom of expression, and freedom of choice. Like, when we see all of this coming into being and the extremist policies that this administration is coming, they are actively trying to essentially build up Gilead from The Handmaid's Tale here. They want to remove and revoke women's rights. They've already revoked LGBTQIA rights. The trans community is no longer welcome in the military. How could you ever say that someone who wants to defend your community and your country, that they're not eligible to serve because of how they identify? Like, that does nothing to counter the will of someone that wants to better their lives and the defense of their country. Like, don't get me wrong. I think that there are so many great aspects about having, you know, people that want to support and defend each other. You don't get to then say, oh, you're not qualified for this because of one aspect of about yourself. That's discrimination. That is discrimination. And also, don't get me wrong too, the ability for LGBTQIA people to fully enjoy their rights, we haven't gotten there yet. The closest we ever came to was 2015, sadly, at least from what we've seen in this country, and we've been going backwards ever since. Thank God, like, we have people who are actively out there advocating, protesting, organizing, doing X, Y, and Z things to demonstrate that we are here. We are not going away. We are not afraid. We are loud. We're proud. And we have a right to live our lives. No one gets to tell you what to think, what to feel. No one gets to claim that you are evil just because of who you are. In fact, the only kind of group of people I think is evil are those who want to divide us and separate us. And that is the top 1%. The top 1% is the enemy to all of us workers. Billionaires do not care about us. People in power do not care about us. When we see our rights continue to be revoked and then for the potential for us to get those rights back, it is very small, minute, incremental change. Why the hell is our minimum wage still $7.25? And that was last increased in, what, 2008, 2009? And we've all known that the cost of inflation and the cost of our dollar is nowhere near as much as it was in 2009. So you're putting in people into poverty. You have criminalized homelessness. That leads to a terrible situation for hundreds of thousands of people. when people are trying to find homes, when people are trying to find a job to sustain themselves and their family, and the best that they can get is minimum wage, if that, how the hell is that okay? We cannot claim to be the best country in the world if we cannot defend the lowest amongst us. Like, so many structural things have to change. So many... You know, y'all, I really am frustrated because this week has been just insane. This administration has gone out of its way to invest itself and get into the daily lives of Americans, and it's only been a week. It's only been a week since we've had President Biden. And what I do credit Biden for is trying to get us back to normalcy. I will not forgive him for the fact that, like, he could have done so much more for the American people unilaterally, comparable to what Donald Trump is doing right now, except for good. Biden, because the Supreme Court said that the president has essentially absolute immunity for official acts, Joe Biden could have forgiven all student debt. Joe Biden could have made the 28th Amendment codified and fired the person at the what organization is that? I forget off the top of my head, but he could have gone and made that the law of the land if he really tried, if the Democratic Party really tried. The Republican Party is currently filled with MAGA and people who are extremists, people who care nothing for their fellow human beings, who want to remove the little amount of support that we have. It is amazing to see that people who think that, oh, because they're a Christian nationalist, that somehow we are better than everyone else. Like, when I see people who hate other people solely because they look different from them, or they think less of them because they're either deemed poor or impoverished, you know, these structural systems are in place for a reason. We could have and can and hopefully will remove hunger from the world, and we have the means to do that. I'm tired of hearing from politicians that we're going to end hunger, we're going to do whatever. Well, then why aren't we doing it? Why aren't we? It's amazing to see that people are so hell-bent on trying to get into power, promising these things to better the working class, and then that either never happens, or what we're seeing with this administration, that going away. Like, I don't think many people know the gravity of this funding being cut. That funding being cut today that the White House has announced by executive order, which thank God has been blocked at least temporarily by a judge, that impacts food stamps, that impacts Medicare, that impacts Medicaid, that affects healthcare, that affects so many aspects of the human condition that people need to live, and some people truly do depend on these things. And, you know, it's unfortunate because some people on my live are claiming, no, it's not. Well, it is. And I'm tired of explaining myself. I'm tired of trying to confirm that because people need to do their own research. I'm not going to hold people's hand and say what's going on anymore. I'm not going to go out of my way and prove that, because even if I shared the information, even if I shared and did everything they asked to confirm what's going on, they wouldn't listen. They wouldn't listen. They'd say, haha, libtard, or whatever insert awful adjective they would do. Millions of people's lives are hurting right now. Millions. Millions are living in fear that their rights are being taken away. Reproductive freedom is being taken away. You know, that's another thing. Half the population is female identifying. And all of a sudden, we are going back to an era where only men can control everything, and men can control the decisions of women in their reproductive health care. That's insane. That is absolutely insane. And when we see a citizen of the United States being taken away from this country by ICE recently, it's appalling. So many innocent people are being hurt, and so many people are being taken just for how they look. Like, I've seen the videos, I've seen the live streams on TikTok, I have seen the various things firsthand. And the writing is clearly on the wall. I don't know how some people can claim that this is okay. Like, it's not okay. Our fellow human beings are hurting. Millions and millions of people are trying to go about their lives, make their ends meet, and try to make the best living condition that they can, and some people are trying to take that away from them. Some people actually take pride in hurting other people. Some people are happy that we are ruining the lives of other people. And to anyone who is happy that we are ruining the lives of other people, you're part of the problem. You are evil, you are cruel, and I will not let history forget. Thank you so much for joining me. We are going to continue to do this. We're going to keep on going. And it's solidarity forever. It is us together to make the change that we want to see. Thank you so much for being here, everyone. I hope you have a great day. Please take care and stay safe. And I am Jack, and I'm just an Ohioan. Up.